You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is Archimedes' principle? For the past few weeks on The Weekly Experiment, we've talked about some properties of fluids, such as pressure and buoyancy. Archimedes' principle also has to do with fluids and with floating. This principle has to do with the idea of displacement. When an object is tossed into a fluid, it displaces the fluid. This means that the object first pushes away the liquid and then takes up that space. Marshmallows in hot chocolate, olives in a martini, or your child in the bathtub. Archimedes' principle states that the weight of the fluid that's displaced is equal to the buoyancy. Buoyancy is a force, an upward push exerted by the fluid on the object in the fluid. If an object is tossed into a bathtub and it displaces, say, 10 pounds of water, the upward buoyant force is equal to that 10 pounds of weight. This research was done more than 2,000 years ago by an engineer and mathematician named, appropriately enough, Archimedes. He lived in an area of ancient Greece, which is now part of southern Italy. Archimedes also studied simple machines such as levers and planes and geometric shapes such as cones, spheres, and cylinders. Obviously, his research on the behavior of fluids led to the principle being named after him as Archimedes' principle. With Archimedes' principle, it's the volume or amount of space that's important on buoyancy rather than mass or weight. If you have a series of cubes, each one the same size but they're different weights, all of them displace the same amount of water. This is true as long as all of them are heavy enough to sink and be submerged. If you have two equally sized blocks of wood, two different types of wood, say pine and oak, even though both will float, the oak is denser, will be a little more submerged, and therefore displace a little more water. Thinking about it another way, if you have a 2-liter soda bottle and stick it halfway into a tub, it displaces 1 liter of water, and its buoyancy is the weight of 1 liter of water. If you submerge it completely, it displaces 2 liters of water and experiences an upward buoyant force with the weight of 2 liters of water. Here's an activity to try tonight at bath time with the kids. Get two balloons and fill one a little bit with air, the other with a lot of air. Have them press the smaller one down into the water. Pretty easy to do, and it doesn't displace much water. Now do it with the larger balloon. Much harder to do, takes much more force, since it's displacing more water, which is much heavier. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Archimedes' principle. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at WBOI.org.